is there any doubt when one reading the whole conversation? One, you could get $1 million and you could get it in cash. I know where it could be gotten. Two, your major guy to keep under control is Hunt. Don't you have to handle Hunt's financial situation? Four, let me put it frankly, I wonder if that doesn't have to be continued. Five, get the $1 million. It would seem to me that would be worthwhile. Six, don't you agree that you'd better get the Hunt thing? Seven, that's worth it and that's buying time on. So, eight, we should buy the time on that, as I pointed out to John. Nine, Hunt has at least got to know this before he's sentenced. Ten, first you've got the Hunt problem. That ought to be handled. 11, the money can be provided. Mitchell could provide the way to deliver it. That could be done. See what I mean? 12, but let's come back to the money. They were off on something else here, desperate to get away from the money, bored to death with the continual references to the money. $1 million and so forth and so on. Let me say that I think you could get that in cash. 13, that's why your immediate thing, you've got no choice with Hunt but the 120 or whatever it is, right? 14, would you agree that this is a buy-time thing? You better damn well get that done, but fast. 15, now who's going to talk to him? Coulson? 16, we have no choice, and so on. Now, reading as you've requested thing in the whole context...
Let me just stop you right there. You're doing something here which I am not doing, and I will not do throughout these broadcasts. You have every right to. You are reading there, out of context, out of order, because I have read this and I know it better than you do.
I'm sure you do.
And I should know it better, because I was there. It's no reflection on you. You know it better than anybody else I know, incidentally, and you're doing it very well.